to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote.
5 Pitt Street, a pale pink home with contrasting shutters and window boxes overflowing with colorful flowers, vibrant like the Charleston women who once lived here. An historical marker tells their story.
Hello, we are the Pollitzer sisters, Carrie,
Mabel, and Anita.
The sisters grew up during the end of the 19th century, when women had no voice, no vote, and no equal rights. But that didn't stop them.
Because they went against the grain of society, they were not quiet.
Catherine Purcell is a college professor who helped create an online exhibition about the Pollitzer sisters and helped get that marker in front of their home. She says their story, Jewish immigrants who became trailblazers in education and equal rights, has to be told.
What they did 100 years ago has influenced where we are now.
Carrie Pollitzer was the oldest.
I was born in 1881. I established the city's first free kindergarten in the carriage house right here behind my family home.
Carrie had left Charleston briefly for New York, where she earned and returned with a degree in teaching. Later, she set up a booth at the corner of King and Broad Streets. That's where she handed out pamphlets promoting women's suffrage.
Come 1917, she decides that it's time for the College of Charleston to allow women into the college.
The school says no.
When I was told $1,200 was needed to build new bathroom facilities, I promptly went ahead and raised $1,500.
A year later, women were enrolled. The middle sister, Mabel, also went to New York to study education and returned to teach biology at Memminger High School.
She had a lot of young girls come to her and ask her questions that they wouldn't want to talk to their mothers about.
So Mabel became the first to teach sex education in South Carolina. But that's not all.
I also helped found the first free public library in Charleston County.
Anita Pollitzer was the youngest and perhaps the most well-known.
If my sisters had taught me one thing, it was never to take no for an answer.
She, too, went to New York to study art. There she helped launch the career of Georgia O'Keeffe by introducing her to famed photographer Alfred Stieglitz. The youngest Pollitzer was promoting female artists while working with her sisters to ratify the 19th Amendment. In August of 1920, one more state was needed, and it came down to a single vote.
Anita, I believe, is responsible for getting the 19th Amendment passed. She's the one who went to the Tennessee senator and spent some time with him and convinced him, although he says that it was his mother that convinced him. We like to think it was really our friend Anita.
Whether it was Anita or the senator's mother, it was a woman who persuaded that lawmaker. Women should have the right to vote. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.